God damn it. Okay, I'm going to read chapter 8 now. I'm sorry. Usually for these fan fictions, I try to keep a straight face and, like, read it all dramatic and serious. I can't keep a straight face while reading this. This is too bad. Okay, so chapter 8. Author's note. Stop flassing, okay? If you do, then you're a prep. The fuck is flassing? Does she mean flaming? I can't. How do you mistype that? The M is nowhere near the S. Okay. Everyone in the class stared at me, and then Draco came into the room even though he was naked and started begging me to take him back. Ebony, it's not what you think! Draco screamed sadly. My friends B. Luddy Mary Smith smiled at me understatedly. She flipped her long waist-length gothic black hair and opened her crimson eyes like blood that she was wearing contact lenses on. She seems to flip her waist-length gothic black hair a lot, doesn't she? I specifically remember that sentence from before. Long waist-length gothic black hair. And that she flipped it. Okay, anyways. She had pale white skin that she was wearing... white makeup on. Hermione was kidnapped when she was born. Her real parents are vampires, and one of them is a witch, but Voldemort killed her mother, and her father committed suicide because he was depressed about it. I don't recall any of this happening. But, okay. Where am I? Fuck, I lost where I am. She still has nightmares about it, and she is very haunted and depressed. It also turns out her last name is Smith, and not Granger, since she has converted to Satanism. She is a Slytherin now, not Gryffindor. They're all Satanists in the story. What is it that you desire, you ridiculous dimwit? Ridiculous dimwit. That's not that creative, is it? Snape demeaned angrily in his cold voice, but I ignored him. Vampire! I can't believe you cheated on me with Draco! I shouted at him. Wait, what? Vampire cheated on her? But Vampire and her, they weren't even together. You two weren't even together, honey. You weren't at all. At all. You should be yelling at fucking Draco. I don't know why you're taking this out on Vampire, but anyways. Now I'm calling him Vampire. His name is Harry Potter! God damn it! Anyways. Everyone gasped. They all went, I don't know why Ebony was so mad at me. I had went out with Vampire, I'm bi, and so is Ebony, for a while, but then he broke my heart. Wait, is this someone else narrating? This is bullshit. This is bullshit. He dumped me because he liked Brittany, a stupid preppy fucker. We were just good friends now. He had gone through horrible problems, and now he was gothic. Like I would hang out with a prep. But I'm not going out with Draco anymore, said Vampire. Oh, wait, he's British. I gotta read it. But I'm not going out with Draco anymore, said Vampire. Yeah, fucking right! Fuck off, you bastard! I screamed. I ran out of the room and into the Forbidden Forest where I had lost my virility to Draco, and then I started to burst into tears. And then it goes into chapter 9. I'll read later.